Eddie, I hate to say this, but in the interest of science and research and so forth, I must report that it's a gourd. No question about it. Very bitter, extremely bitter, unfit for human consumption. Oh, darn. But in the interest of science and so forth, I think we have a duty to test it further, just to be sure. Give me another bite.
I took another bite. This one quite a bit bigger than the first one. I mean, we needed to run our testing procedures on large quantities. Eddie took a big bite. His eyes popped open.
Oh, yes!
Pretty bad, huh?
Right, awful. It's a gourd.
Yeah, what a tragedy. All that hard work you put into it, and then the watermelons got messed up by moonbeams. It's a real shame. Now give me another bite, pal. No question about it. This is a gourd, Eddie. You were right, yep.
Yeah.
He begins stuffing it in with both hands.
Bitter, terrible, awful stuff.
He picked me another hunk and I snagged it right out of the air. Yes, we're saving Sally Mae from a major embarrassment. Why, is he taking this old bitter thing to town and sold to the grocery store? It might have ruined her.
Dig me out another hunk, Daddy. This stuff is really awful. He threw both hands out in front of himself. They were open and empty. He grinned.
Gone. What do you think?
What do I think? I tossed a glance over in the direction of Slim's camp. No signs of life, except for his heavy snoring. It appears that we're all alone, Eddie.
Yeah. Try another one?
His question hung in the air between us. I had a feeling that I should say no. I also had a feeling that I would say yes.